The First Lady of Lagos State, Dr. Mrs. Claudiana Ibajoke Sanwo-Olu, has reiterated her commitment to equipping beneficiaries of her office's empowerment initiatives with the necessary knowledge, exposure, and resources to ensure long-term financial stability and economic independence. Speaking at the 2025 Financial Literacy Sensitization Program held at the First Lady's Banquet Hall, Lagos House, Ikeja, Dr. Sanwo-Olu emphasized the critical role of financial education in fostering self-reliance and sustainable economic growth. She highlighted that beyond providing empowerment tools, it is essential to equip individuals with the financial skills needed to maximize these resources effectively. According to her, financial literacy is a crucial life skill that helps individuals avoid debt traps, plan for the future, and achieve economic stability. Since May 2019, the Office of the First Lady has remained committed to improving the standard of living for Lagos residents, particularly those facing economic hardships. We understand that true empowerment goes beyond creating opportunities. It requires providing guidance on how to sustain and grow those opportunities for long-term financial security, she stated. Dr. Sanwo-Olu noted that the Financial Literacy Sensitization Program, introduced as a pilot initiative by her office, has significantly enhanced participants' financial knowledge, enabling them to make informed decisions about their finances and businesses. The First Lady reaffirmed her office's commitment to complementing the Lagos State Government's efforts in bridging the financial inclusion gap by providing both access to empowerment tools and the necessary financial education to ensure their effective utilization. She urged attendees to apply the insights gained from the sessions and engage actively with experts to build financial independence. The program featured insightful sessions facilitated by financial institutions such as First City Monument Bank, FCMB, and Providus Bank, alongside government agencies, including the Ministry of Commerce, Trade, and Investment and the Lagos State Employment Trust Fund, LSETF. These institutions provided practical guidance on financial management, investment strategies, and business sustainability that would make the participants better equipped to make informed financial decisions, optimize their investments, and ensure the long-term success of their businesses. As part of the empowerment initiative, the Financial Literacy Sensitization Program precedes the formal presentation of various empowerment tools to beneficiaries at a later date. These tools include sewing machines, vulcanizing machines, popcorn machines with gas cylinders, grinding pepper machines, soap-making kits, hairdressing and barbing kits with generators, shoemaking kits, and tiling and catering tools, among others.